So thanks for the opportunity to talk about this case of a 22-year-old female with the rash on her arm. And as you can see from the notes, this is about a condition called fixed drug eruption. And I'll say right from the start, this must be a diagnosis that is mostly missed in the emergency department. And I'm sure that I have seen many more than I have diagnosed, which I'm sure I could count on the fingers of one hand. So what is it? As you can see from the notes, this is actually a fairly characteristic looking skin lesion. And so again, if you have a look at the picture in the case, this is a circular, dusky purple, hyperpigmented lesion. And the key features is that it occurs in a fixed location in reaction to a drug, and it tends to occur in hours to days after the ingestion of a drug, and then resolves on its own without treatment in weeks to months. Now, I think there are a couple of important things to talk about from the ED perspective of this case. Number one, we probably don't see very many. This is not a very serious condition in terms of people having few systemic features, and I imagine many people at home either know what they're doing, have already been seen by their primary care practitioner, or just frankly don't really get too concerned about it. The second thing is why we probably don't know much about this is because if we miss it, there aren't life-threatening adverse events, and so we probably, if we do miss it, rarely get any feedback to that extent. And I think this is important for many things in ED, is to think about how we follow up how our patients go, not how we just think they might go. So I guess the important thing is, well, why care at all if this is such a benign condition? And as the reference articles point out, there is an opportunity here to make sure that the patient does identify and eliminate this drug from the things that they're taking and hence prevent it happening in the future. So there is a reason to make the diagnosis. So I think there's a couple of other more generic issues that I would take the approach of in teaching about this patient at the bedside. The first is, what do you do about a rash or a skin eruption where you don't know the diagnosis? Because I think that is mostly where we'd be finding ourselves if we were looking at this circular, dusky purple lesion on someone's arm in the ED. And the first thing we would do is we would say, well, let's risk stratify here. Let's actually think about, is this likely to be dangerous? Is the patient unwell? Is it meningococcemia? Is it Stevens-Johnson syndrome? We all know there's a handful of life-threatening skin-related conditions. So the first thing we would do is just make sure it wasn't one of those, and that is a good first step. The second thing we would do is we would know our referral processes in terms of skin issues in dermatology. And certainly where I come from, this would generally be, in a condition like this, back to the general practitioners. And these folks probably have a greater degree of experience with this kind of condition, and we may well have the awkward and yet not dangerous to the patient experience of them going back to their GP, who explains what the diagnosis is and takes it from there. Obviously, there is the option in many places to refer to dermatology, although this is usually not an easy thing to do out of hours, but certainly that's a possibility were this to be a recurring problem without the diagnosis made. And the final thing, I think, when you're confronted by this same issue of it's a rash, I don't know what it is, what am I going to do, is to know the patient. And I think the first thing is not to make something up and call it dermatitis or some other generic condition, because that potentially creates premature closure in terms of searching for the true diagnosis. So with all those generic points made, I'm still going to say that most of us are going to miss this condition in the ED. And I think it is timely to have a good look at that picture, a good think about this case, because there are a couple of clues that would help us. And the first is, the appearance really is quite characteristic. There aren't too many things that look like this: circular, dusky purple, hyperpigmented, and occurring in the same spot as it would if it had happened previously. And then I think the second thing is obviously the temporal relationship to the ingestion of a drug. And that's often one of our biggest clues when any kind of adverse event is related to medications. So I think this is a condition to remember, but I also think in terms of take-home points, one of the more useful issues to reflect upon is what we do when we see a skin lesion or rash and we don't know what it is, and think about our generic, sensible, and systematic approach to that.